Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning. And this week we've been learning how Christians, followers of Jesus, are meant to be known for our love. Not just our affection and attraction to one another. This isn't something about romantic love, but rather this is something about active, sacrificial, self-giving love being shown to others, and a community that's founded on that. That's what a Christian community, a church, is meant to be known for. It's love. We studied a passage from 1 Corinthians, a famous one, read at many, many weddings, that love is patient, love is kind. And notice that in that passage, Paul, the author, really lays out that love is the secret sauce to Christian community. It is the one absolutely essential thing that Christian community cannot live without, cannot be without. Now, you might have been a bit surprised to hear me say that. Why didn't I say it was God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit? Well, it is. Elsewhere in the Bible, we see it saying that God is love. God is love. So when we say that love is the secret sauce for Christian community, we're saying that God, the God of love, is the one essential ingredient that cannot be missing. Or elsewhere, we see Jesus saying that there's no greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. What did he do? He laid down his life for his friends. Jesus was the ultimate example in living out of that sacrificial love that God is all about. So by saying that love is the all-important ingredient for Christian community, we're not saying that Jesus or God are not. Actually, they are love. The only reason we can love, truly, sacrificially, is because God loved us first. This is really good news because the kind of love described in this passage, it's really hard. It might be easy at first, like the Corinthians, when they first became a church. It was very exciting and everything was new and it was the honeymoon period. In a human marriage as well, there's a honeymoon period at the beginning when the person seems to be able to do no wrong. But really, truly loving someone else sacrificially in the long term is actually quite hard. And the good news in this passage is that it's not really about us. Love isn't something we just need to conjure up from inside and try really hard to do. Love comes from God. Love is lived out, the best example, in Jesus. Love comes into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Love is God. God is love. And our calling, our command to love others is not something we need to do alone, but something that God does through us. It's a good thing, because a church like the Corinthians was a real church with real problems. They were not the perfect church who loved perfectly and were holy in every way. Some people thought so. They looked like it. They had all these spiritual signs happening. These spiritual gifts were being exercised in the community. But Paul wants them to know that it's nothing if they don't love each other. And at the moment he wrote this letter, they were not loving each other. There was infighting, there was incest, there was adultery. There were all kinds of people openly sinning, breaking God's laws. There was no discipline, no control over their worship. There were a whole list of other problems. And Paul wanted to help them remember what was important, the God of love, and that people see that God of love in the community. It's not about signs and activity and things like that. It's about God being at the center of this community, the God of love, whose Son showed us sacrificial love and calls us to show that love to others. So to be followers of Jesus, as we learned a few weeks ago, we can't do it alone. We need community. And we learned this week, this community needs to be built on love. Self-giving, sacrificial love for one another. The secret sauce of Christian community, the essential thing. So how do we live this out? Well, your challenge for this week is very similar to another one we just did. You might remember the acronym BLESS, B-L-E-S-S. Begin with prayer, listen and learn, eat with others, serve others, and share your story with others, God's story with others. And that's what I want you to do again this week. Last time, I really kind of encouraged you to do that with somebody outside the Christian community, to just pray about them, listen to them, have a meal with them, help them with something they need, and share your story and where God fits into that story. This week, I want you to do that with somebody within your Christian community, whether that's a church, your discussion group on Redeem the Commute, or just another Christian in your life. I hope you'll do these five things with them. Pray for them. Listen and learn. Eat with them. Serve them and share your story with them, and then God's story. So that's your challenge. Put that into action with somebody who's a follower of Jesus. So this community, whether it's an online dispersed community of commuters or whether it's a church community you're part of locally, pray that those communities will be known for our love. So have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow as I take time to pray and reflect. Bye for now.